Most of the Midwest will likely see a mix of weather this week and an opportunity for some relief coming on from dryness in the western Corn Belt expected later this week going into the weekend. We've got a couple of cool fronts will be working their way across the Midwest this week. The first one is not going to be very significant. It'll produce some showers and a few thunderstorms as it moves across the area late Tuesday night into Thursday of this week. And there will be maybe about 60% total coverage as the precipitation as the system moves across the region. But as far as generating a substantial amount of rain, this system is not going to do it. We'll look for a few hundredths of an inch to a quarter of an inch occurring most often. There will be some local 5/10 of an inch amounts in some areas across the western and central parts of the Corn Belt. There will be some potential for better rain in the eastern Midwest, perhaps in parts of Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and maybe southeastern Michigan. These areas might pick up on a half inch to maybe an inch of rain, but only in localized areas. The majority of the precipitation in the Midwest in general is still not going to be enough to counter the evaporation for the week. Temperatures are going to be very warm to hot as we move forward through the next 3 days, just like over the weekend. Weekend temperatures were in the 90s across the western Corn Belt, down into the Delta, and certainly into a few other areas in the Midwest and southeastern states. Extremes got over 100 degrees in the Central Plains, with 106 degrees in Nebraska. And if you hadn't looked at the calendar, this is the second week of September. The heat will continue into Wednesday of this week, and we'll likely see temperatures again in the 90s across a fair amount of the Midwest, coming out of Kansas and running clear over into Ohio and southward to the Gulf of Mexico coast states. Temperatures near and over 100 degrees will still continue in a portion of the southwestern Corn Belt, down into the Delta, and portions of the Tennessee River Basin. This will be the last of the extreme heat, though. As we get into Thursday and Friday, that cool front that I mentioned previously will bring some relief. Now, temperatures will still be warmer than normal across the western and southern parts of the Midwest, but the north will likely turn somewhat cooler. The Great Lakes region may see highs in the upper 60s and 70s as we finish out this work week. The frontal system that follows this little period of that we've just talked about is probably the most significant event that we need to note here today. The computer forecast models are suggesting that a trough of low pressure will move through the Great Plains and into the western Corn Belt as we finish out this work week and go into the weekend. The amount of rain being suggested in the model data is very impressive, over 4 inches for Nebraska and 1 to 2 inch amounts in portions of Iowa. I'm a little bit leery about buying into that, and you should be as well, but we do think that we'll have some of the best coverage of rain in the western Corn Belt that we've seen in quite a while, but the amounts may still be disappointing. Now, with that said, any rain in a generalized manner was going to be beneficial for the western Corn Belt, and even if the models have underestimated the rain by 50%, there should still be some relieving moisture across the region, and temperatures are expected to turn a little bit cooler as well. A third cool front may be impacting the Midwest sometime mid to late week next week, and it will add to the cooling trend and to the moisture influx, and we may see more relief to the soybean and other late season crops across the region. Our temperatures will be cooling down a little bit this week. We'll see the highs late this week going to the weekend running from 60s and 70s in the Great Lakes region to 70s and lower 80s in the rest of the region. I think that the models may be erring a little bit too cool. We may be actually seeing more 80 degree readings at the end of the week until that second storm system moves across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.